This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to a session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also give me your email address. Okay, I send out an email twice a week. Come on. I send out one with the stories and topics and things we're going to be talking about. The other one is pretty much, hey, buy my stuff. You can ignore it. I prefer you don't, but you can ignore it. Not a big deal. And then, because somebody brought it to my attention, they tell you, always say you send out one email, but I get two from you. Yeah, the other one is sent out by the group that actually helps to support, you know, the website, Facebook page, all that fun stuff, whatever. So we are capitalists on the show. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't understand what capitalism is, I'm sure there's some place you could tune into that is like partially socialism that might make you happy. I don't know. My job isn't to make you happy. My job is to inform you. Sometimes I give you information I just want you to think about. I don't even ask you to think. If you notice, there's a lot of times I don't even ask you to take a stand. I want you to think. I want you to think about what you believe in. I don't want you spewing the party line. Because if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I don't spew the party line by any stretch of the imagination. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, Governor Brown said that, he's a wonderful man, Trumpites and troglodytes both refer to people who live in caves. That's right. You know, they hate the nasties, or they say they hate nasties. They hate it when we call them names. They hate it when we call them out. Right? But it's okay when they do it to us. If they call us names, it's okay. Because we are, so therefore they have a right to do it. We say anything about them, and no, we're wrong. We're nasty. We're mean. Well, there's no room here for name calling. God. So Governor Jerry Brown out of California, he compared the Trump supporters to Neanderthal, or the Neanderthal-era cave dwellers, as at a global warming speech in New York City. He said the derivation of term Trumpite is similar to that of troglodyte, which is a scientific term for cavemen. I wish he'd study science more and he'd find out that he's selling a hoax, but that's okay. It makes him happy. And he said you should check it out because they both refer to people who live in deep, dark caves. So what's he saying about Trump supporters? And actually, we should get past the Trump supporters now, and we should turn it into supporters of the president. Just like they wanted us to do with Mr. Oblamo. They wanted us to support him because now he's the president. And if you don't want him to succeed, you want the country not to succeed. And that's just wrong. However, it's not their mantra now, is it? Brown made a comparison due to the fact that some Trump supporters are skeptical of climate change forces, and that the president himself has distanced the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump is the null hypothesis, he said. Everything he is doing is stupid, dangerous, and silly, Brown said. Doesn't he sound like a four-year-old trying to get out of the sandbox because you won't play with him? You're stupid and silly. What an idiot. Yeah. If he can do it, I can too. He's the governor. Aren't we supposed to hold him to a higher standard? Come on. Really? Brown ripped Trump for referring to the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Called it absurd. What are we supposed to call him? His Royal Highness? See, you Dems would bow down, bend over, because you think it's going to make things better. You guys used to actually believe if we disarmed from our nukes, if we actually started tearing them apart, the world would follow suit. You're a bunch of morons. You think this guy would have followed suit? No, he would have ran around picking up the spare parts and pieces and used them for his own bombs. You know, I was talking to somebody today, and this isn't aimed at all Dems, so if you take it that way, then maybe you are part of the group I'm talking about. And when I first started the show in the first few years, I refused to let anybody say that liberalism was a sickness. I refused. I said, don't do that. That's not right. It's a different way of looking at things, but it's not a sickness. I now believe that it is a borderline sickness. That's right. For my haters who are taking notes, you can use this because I can easily explain it. Now, I'm not talking about the mainstream Democrat. I'm not talking about my dad, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins. I'm not talking about them because they vote both sides of the aisle. They can have a real conversation with you without spewing party crap, without spewing things, false science, false climate science. And they can think on their own, and they're still Democrats. So this isn't aimed at all Democrats. This is aimed at you left-wing, hardcore, progressive, socialist Democrats. That's who it's aimed at. It is a sickness because it's, and you call us fascists or racists or anything like that, when in reality, you can't change the term of the word because you don't understand it. Go look at what the word means, and it's you. You have to stand in front of a mirror, grab the dictionary, read the word, look in the mirror, and that's what it is. Fascist, racist, all that stuff. Brown ripped Trump for referring to the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Okay. Again, I say, what's he want him to refer to? His Royal Highness? A great white little round guy or something? I don't know. What does he want to refer to him to? He doesn't deserve any respect. Well, except if you ask Jimmy Carter, who said he did. A guy sending out missiles while he's waiting to attach nuclear warheads to him, and we want to give him respect? Are you serious? We should hire the mafia to handle it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Every time I hear her slap him, my neck jumps. You know, because I can... It's so clear. It isn't funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for hanging out. I do appreciate your time with me. I know there's, 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, watching, whatever, but you've chosen this one, and it means a lot to me. And thank you for hanging in there with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping Walk. I buy one of our shirts. I'll have to put some behind me one of these days. Or actually just put them up on the screen. Wouldn't that work?
Yeah.
Well, that would require thought and follow through. We don't have any of that going on, it seems. Anyway, I'm just saying. Or maybe I'll just make a collage of all that stuff and whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me see. What do I got going on? What was I going to do? Oh, the Pelosi. That was it.
Although I was surprised about that View news. Remember that? What's her name? I didn't think she was much of a...
Jedediah.
Yeah, Jedediah. You think your dad thought she was going to be a boy? Why would you name a girl Jedediah? Just, anyway. Maybe she doesn't follow, what is it, the social construct of gender or something? Nobody does. I do. So, if you're a View watcher or you've heard of that show, I know some of us have been trying to get it out of our head for years. I'm really, no, what's really surprising is if you think about where Whoopi Goldberg came from, how she came up, she grew through the system, she used the system, which I have no problem with. You know, she had a bump in her life. She had to move through it. She used the government to help her move through it. That was good. That was cool. Yet, she still doesn't believe it. You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, and she did it. She was one of the people who did it. So, Jedediah Bela, apparently out of nowhere, said that she was leaving The View today, or earlier, today. And she said it was her last day. There was no warning, no anything. And the thing that, okay, it's a non-story except for this part. They actually said that she was the only conservative co-host on The View. Now, producer Tammy says, I'm crazy, but I don't think she was conservative. I remember she constantly butting heads over at Fox. She says she wants to work on her book, and her replacement, you ready for this one? Her replacement, apparently, is going to be Meghan McCain. Think about that. That's who they feel, believe, and think. It's going to, we'll be able to put the push up against the other nut jobs there. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi. Apparently, she was at one of her events, you know, like a town hall type of, not a town hall, but she went out to speak to a group of people. And there were Dreamer protesters there. Now, these are her people, right? Isn't this, like, she's all for them, she's fighting for them. And this proves that they don't want to be, they don't want a fair shake. They want better than a fair shake. They want a leg up. They want a leg up on Americans. They want a leg up on citizens. They just want a leg up. I know some of you don't agree with me. I know some of you sent me emails. You're irritated with me. I don't believe that every Dreamer just needs to be sent back no matter what. You know, okay? 70% of them can't speak Spanish, can't write Spanish, don't know anything about Mexico. So let's use a little common sense here, okay? If they've been here all their lives, they haven't been in gangs, they haven't caused any trouble, and since they have found out that they're here illegally, they've made strides to make it right. Why would you punish them for that? And you don't have to make them citizens right away. I wish some of you people would get off of that. They can be legal residents till they prove themselves or till they, whatever test it is we put out there. But to think you're going to just round them up and send them all back, it's cruel and it's wrong. Again, some of them don't even know, didn't even know I met a strong, conservative, Republican, young, Hispanic woman who didn't know till she went to get her driver's license that she was here illegally. And she jumped on it to make it right. So why would you punish her? And I'm not talking about since she's made it right. Why would you have punished her before that? She honestly didn't know. Or are you going to call her a liar? Because some of you like to do that. Nah, there's no way they could have known. Well, all right, whatever. I'm sure your crystal ball works. Mine doesn't. Anyhow, so Pelosi goes there, and for once, the thing I loved about this more than anything else, not that they were necessarily yelling at her, but they actually got a taste of their own medicine. They were gloating when the town halls were exploding on Republicans. Don't think this isn't going to happen to them now that they're out and about.
If you do not want to listen, if you do not...
Where were you?
Where were you?
When we asked.
When we asked. Never asked.
You have been no
parents.
Now you tell us.
And now you tell us.
You have the audacity.
You have the audacity.
Are they, is he speaking broken English and they have to repeat it? I don't understand what they're doing here, but you got to hear this.
You have us. am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You do not.
So here's how the tables turn. If you look at her face, and you've watched Nancy for any period of time, she's teed up because you're not going to tell her what to do. Even if she's on the same side as you, you are not going to tell this woman what to do. And I'm not, don't be, when I say woman, I don't mean that in a disrespectful manner. You know exactly how I mean it, so don't give me any crud. But she, so they're telling her, you know, that we asked you, and you hear her say at one point in time, you didn't ask me anything. They probably never talked to her. Now, I'm not defending Nancy, but in this case, right, they're wanting to meet with her, and all they want to do is yell. And this is what I've always said. They're acting like a bunch of teenage brats. We're going to yell to get our point across. Let me tell you something. Your point never gets across when you yell. Your point never gets across when you try to take over, when you're yelling at somebody. All you do is create a wider chasm. They don't want to help you. They're going to tell you what they're going to tell you to get out of there. And then you're, after that, you're done. Right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe. No, let's hear the rest of this. I want you to hear Pelosi.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, now they're calling her a liar. They're screaming that she's a liar.
You are not helping the cause that we want to take this first day today. Well, do you not want to listen?
They're getting a taste of their own medicine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They call me Cuban Pete.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. Hey, if you want to find out about the show, what's going on with the show and what have you, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, all kinds of good stuff going on there as well. So, Nancy Pelosi has found herself in a sticky situation. She's with protesters. They're calling her a liar. They're basically telling her, you know, that she didn't do what they told. She told them that they were going to do. It's not a happy place to be for her right now. Let me tell you what. Let's see. Yeah, I'll figure it out here. Hold on. There you go.
We are the colors. Why don't we do this? Since you don't.
And it's. This is exactly what the left beat on me for. Because I said, they don't want to listen. You're going to do what they demand or else. This is not a negotiation. This is not a matter of, let's work together. Let's figure it out. No, they don't want you to figure it out. They just want you to do what they want you to do. It's really that simple, people.
Want to listen. Since you don't want to listen, we'll have to just go. You don't want to listen.
Yeah. And she's right. They don't want to listen. They're not interested. Not in the least. The only thing they care about is, they get their way, end of discussion. You do what they say to do or else. It's really quite irritating. So, apparently, now see, I'm not a big sports guy. So when someone told me about this, I was like, okay, so what does it mean? And why do I care? Apparently Floyd Mayweather came out and says his friend Donald Trump, infamous for the grab women comments, is really not who they say he is. It's not the real man. He was on a show called Hollywood Unlocked. So when he's asked about the video, he was asked about a whole bunch of other things. It's like, get over this. This is yesterday's news. I got a lot of comment about this. Hopefully you guys can handle it. And already, since this has happened, the left is pounding away at him, saying, well, wasn't he accused of, assault? People have forgotten how nasty he's been in his past life. And I go, wait a minute. What has this got to do with Mayweather? So when you tell me that somebody, you can't have any kind of truth in what you're saying, if you've been accused of something wrong yourself,
Because if that's the case, then Obama had no truth in him. Clinton had no truth in him. I'm going to go down a whole list. It's not much different.
I'm not here to tell nobody who they can and they can't be friends with.
Right.
I think a lot of, you know, within this world, like I said, racism still exists. You never heard anything about Donald Trump being racist until he ran for president and won.
No. They gave him all kinds of accolades. What are you talking about? Jackson and Sharpton? They were giving him all kinds of, oh, he's God's gift to the black community. Until he said, I'm running for president.
Before then, everybody was like, oh, he's on WWE, he's on different shows. Everybody, they like Donald Trump. As soon as he ran for president, because people don't like the truth. Because he come out and be like, oh, somebody on the rap music, they make billions and billions of dollars on rap music, right? Mm-hmm. He speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass. You see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass. I had to grab that fat ass, right? This girl I was talking to.
Talking privately about grabbing the girl in the vagina.
So he's talking about the conversation that they have in and that's the other thing, in the hip-hop world, right? In the rap world, because they're so pleasant. They never say anything nasty about women, do they? And then you, the same people that were complaining about what Donald Trump said, you same people are amazing. Because you let your kids buy this music, you defend the rappers, you defend the hip-hop people, whatever. And that's okay. No matter what they say about women, it's okay, right? Good luck with that.
Fucking locker room talk. Talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grind about the pussy, man.
Do you think he should have been held to a different standard because he was running for the presidency?
I feel people shy away from realness. This man didn't do nothing. Hey, listen. If y'all didn't want the man in the White House, y'all should have voted the other way. He didn't. He ain't like he went and robbed. He done his homework. He done what he had to do, and he got.
Yeah, you know, he may not be saying it all right, but you get the point, right? The man did what he had to do to win the presidency. The man did what he had to do, and he fought, and he used language, he used the strategies that nobody else used. And he got in there. He's now the president.
There. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to knock nobody. See, my thing is this. It don't matter who's in there. If Trump is in there, Clinton... Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. That's not going to stop my drive. See, the thing is this. Too many people are worried about what Trump is doing and what other presidents are doing instead of worried about what you're trying to do and what level you're trying to get to. See, my thing, I don't give a fuck what nobody else is doing. I got to worry about what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to get to. A lot of times, oh, man, it's going to affect us. Oh, man, if you ain't making $400-$600 million, man, it's not going to affect you no fucking way. So it's only going to affect...
I wish... I tried... You're getting an upfront warning here. I tried to hit all of these, okay? If I miss one, you have my apology up front. But look, he's right. Most of what's going on doesn't affect you unless you're making millions of dollars. These guys are making big bucks. They're paying 30, 40, 50% of their income, and they shouldn't have to. Look, I'm not making that kind of money. And I'm okay with them keeping more of their money. They should. They're the ones busting hump for it. This mentality, this mindset that, you know, you have to give as much as you can to the government so I can squeeze the government for as much as I can. No, go out and work a second job.
Somebody like me, I'm the motherfucker that should be tripping.
On the tax end.
I'm just saying, period. I'm the motherfucker that should be tripping. Mm-hmm. Paying $34, $25, $26 million. I should be tripping. But guess what I'm saying? It's all right. It is what it is. One thing that we all know we got to do. One thing we know that's going to happen for sure. We're going to pay taxes and we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're here, live life to the fullest. Stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. How I became successful and how I got to where I got to, I don't worry about what nobody else say. When a guy or a girl come into my life, all they do is make me work that much harder. So no matter what male or what female was in my life before, when they got out of my life, all they did was save me some money and made me work harder.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I don't know why everybody keep bitching about and keep kicking it and holding, you know what I'm saying? They walking off.
Protesting.
We don't want this happening. My man, all that time you spend it protesting, you could be at home writing down ideas coming up with a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most successful business people, they might be watching what's going on around them, right? But not complaining about it. They're trying to find ways to move through it, push over it, get around it. They're too busy worried about making a buck, about working hard to make things happen. Than what the president's doing, or the VP, or this, or what the last... He's right about a lot of that stuff. But they're on a 24/7 drip campaign to try to bring this guy down because he's bad for the country. So they think. They're wrong, so they think. But again, I've told a lot of my friends, you now see, these are the people that hated you from day one. You're just finding out about it. You're just seeing truly the hate that they have for you. They couldn't contain it anymore. They couldn't hold themselves.
So do you think with the policies that is happening in the country now that we know with the new legislation that they're putting forward to get rid of the Dreamers, the people that have come to this country before they didn't even know any other country. They just came here with their parents. Now he wants to send them all away. There are a lot of people that are really not happy with his policies. Are you saying that they should just forget about them or not?
What I'm saying is this. A lot of times you meet people from other countries, meaning this. You meet people that come from other countries.
Now, listen to this. This is so true. You don't realize how good we have it here. You don't realize that other countries can't do what we do here. People come here for the American dream, and guess what? It's still alive.
You'd be like, oh, I love my country. I love this. I said, well, you love your country so much, why are you here? You taking up space for other people. We got some other Americans that love your job. But remember, this country will give somebody else from a whole nother country that they don't know shit about a loan before they even give American citizens a loan. I don't know how many illegal people that we have in this country. Meaning, my thing is this. I'm not saying I'm with it. I'm not saying I'm against it. I love everybody. I love people from all around the world. My thing is this. Floyd Mayweather's not worried about nobody else's business. I don't worry about nobody else's business. A lot of times we spend too much time worrying and talking about everybody's business instead of worrying about our own. I got to where I got to. That's the reason why I make millions and millions of dollars on a daily basis because I focus on Floyd.
So are you saying that things that don't affect you personally, you shouldn't be worried about?
That's how I feel.
Well, you have a blessed life that's not.
Oh, no. We're going to hit this on the side of the break because he's going to say something here that should hit you right between the eyes and most Dems don't believe. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I know. It's a happy song. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of good stuff happening, but lots of crazy stuff happening, too, in the world. So, Floyd Merriweather came out this week. You want to head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch Live, List, Live, but it can be your email address and or buy my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and or you can become part of the team. There's actually a button there called Patreon where you can become part of the membership. It's, for as little as one cup of coffee a month, you can go ahead and you can help the show continue on. Not that we're shutting down next week, but, every nickel helps. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Floyd Merriweather and how he came out and he supported the president this week. And the first thing the left could do is jump all over what a domestic abuser he is. Right? So he's a convicted domestic abuser, so therefore nothing he says holds any water. Well, if that's the case, why would we listen to President Billy Bob Clinton? He paid women to go away who he actually sexually abused. So why does he hold any credibility? I mean, there are so many people I can lay out on the left that have been accused of, convicted of, had to pay their accusers to go away. But that doesn't mean anything to you guys. That's why I say, it's not equality you want. It never has been.
It's control. It's always been control. That's all you've ever wanted. Play the rest of what Mr. Merriweather had to say.
Because I focus on Floyd.
So are you saying that things that don't affect you personally, you shouldn't be worried about?
That's how I feel.
Well, you have a blessed life that's not.
I love this. I love this. He's blessed. Why? I'm trying to figure this out. Because he worked hard? Take a listen.
Common. You know what I mean? Like,
I swear, I worked to get to where I got
to. No, I know. I'm not taking that away from you. You
when,
are.
When you're talking about everybody in this room, I was, see the size of this room? I come from a 7 deep in a 1 bedroom, the same size.
He's in a radio studio. Right?
As it is.
Right.
Right here. So, I'm what you call an American dream. A whole fucking world dream. I work my way from the bottom to the top.
And that's
nobody gave me shit.
And
it's that simple. Nobody gave him anything. And you know, I'd love to hear Obama in the same room as him going, well, he had to build it, or he didn't build it, or he built it, or whatever. Right? Those guys usually have to work hard. You're talking about a fighter, right? I mean, seriously. You don't get there because somebody else fights for you. Beat his brains out to make that happen. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I know. Yeah. Trump puts, you know, this guy who hates women, he's obviously very, very confused as to what it means to hate a woman. Right? And for a guy that doesn't, that hates women, that thinks down on women, it's just amazing that he keeps putting them in positions of a power. So I just find it amazing that they can keep on this and ignore the people they put in power. So he puts another woman, in a position of power. So he has Kellyanne Conway. She's a senior advisor to the president. Last I checked, she's a female. Sarah Sanders is the press secretary. And she's a woman. Mercedes Schlapp, she's coming into the White House as a communications advisor. And now Hope Hicks is now in charge of the communications shop in the White House. 4 women in positions of authority. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused. Did President Obama have women in that position? Not that in any of those? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. Now, forget that it's President Obama. Remember, you're telling me that this guy hates women, and yet he's got 4 of them. 4 of them in key positions in the White House. Very hateful person. I can see that. This is the logic of the left on a regular basis. I don't understand these people. I don't know. I just don't know. Now, the president of the United States who's feminist, you know, who feminists hate, see, I have a hard time getting that word out, hate so much, has handed his entire communications operations over to women, who are great at this, by the way. They talk about female empowerment. This is not an issue of nepotism, but an issue of competence. See, he always puts the competent people in positions of authority. He doesn't hire people for political reasons. He doesn't hire people because it'll look good in the eyes of the public. He doesn't care what it looks like. He wants to get the job done. It's my same argument I've always had with Al Sharpton when he talks about there's not enough people of color on boards, you know, like Apple and Microsoft and what have you. And he thinks it's a racist, a prejudice thing. No. I keep telling Al the only thing they care about at that level is green. If you can bring in the green, if you can help make money for the company, they don't care what color you are, what size, what sexual orientation, fat, round, where you originally came from, do you speak English, don't you? They don't care. They're looking for money. That's it. And money only comes in one color, green. And he doesn't care how they don't care how it gets there, Al. Just like you. You don't care how you get it either. Now, the media probably ignore this. Well, they're not part. They have, for all intents and purposes. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but you shouldn't. All right, the left bashes President Trump on a daily basis.
And in part because of this supposed treatment of women, right? Maybe he's grabbed all these women by the crotch. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're there. They want him to. That's because, isn't that what they're all saying? But he's put women in charge of the single most important daily operation in the White House, the communications. Getting his message out. Are these women all sellouts? Is that what you're going to tell me? Is somebody on the left actually going to call me and tell me that these women are just all sellouts? They're stupid. They don't know what they're doing. When do you start giving a guy credit where credit's due? He's ultimately his own communications director. We all know that, right? I mean, he runs everything with Twitter anyhow. Now, the fact that he puts a woman in these prime positions, you got to admit it's impressive, right? In an act that if Barack Obama did it, feminists and abortion activist groups, they'd be fawning all over him. They'd be writing all kinds of articles about what a great guy he was. Look, it shows that he cares about women, that he knows women are smart, that he knows women can do the job. Trump does it. Crickets. Silence. Right? They give no credit or praise to President Trump because they hate him. It's really that simple. Right? They claim to be all about equality, but they're not. Let's just be honest about it. They're just flat out not. Doesn't work that way. And they could care less. We know that. You know that. You're not stupid. You know, listen to this show. I know you're not stupid people. You know, our hearts and prayers need to go out to those people. I don't, you know, I'd like to make fun of them to a degree. But frankly, we live in California. Earthquake country, right? Another category 5. Right? They're headed for the Caribbean islands. I mean, this is just crazy. Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Again, so it's just amazing to me, and I think it's great. I think it's great that they've got that. Not that it's happening to them. Don't get stupid. I think it's great that we have help for them. That we're, you know, again, you know, the big bad nasty United States. We're going to help anybody down there that we can. You know it, and we're not even going to ask them to take their land away from them. Or to take their oil away from them or anything like that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know, there's so many stories going on. Just so many. Whether it's about replacing the ACA, right? Record low ratings I'm hearing now for the Emmys last night, record low. And they don't care. They're so full of themselves, they'll do nothing to change it, right? And there's rumors, but what do you contest? Clinton is considering contesting the 2016 election results, and I don't know that to be truth. I'm just saying, if that's true, what is that? I mean, why? What's it going to do? You're going to get put in as president? Are you serious? Now, the ex-Trump campaign chair was wiretapped. Now, according to U.S. investigation, all this stuff is going on right now, but you won't hear about any of it. No, no, no. We're too busy about how nasty Trump is, what a bad man he is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We got more coming up the next hour. Don't go far. I don't know if I should tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Just hang tight. Come on back.